Should we talk about the Bucks this morning or the Brewers? Or do we talk about the elephant in the room? This morning, I know we're all shocked by the news that came from Pope Francis with his letter and his motu proprio. I just want to read this morning Bishop Hying's letter to all of us, especially to the priests of the Diocese of Madison, but to all the faithful as well. So if you haven't read this, I'm sure it's out there, so I'm sure many of you have read it, but I will read it to you to share with you Bishop Hying's thoughts. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, may you know the love and peace of the Lord. The center of our Catholic faith is the Most Holy Eucharist, the source and summit of our life in Christ. In the Mass, we hear God's word, share in the Paschal sacrifice of the Son to the Father, and receive the sacred body of Christ. The Eucharist both forms and feeds the Church. In light of today's announcement from the Holy Father regarding changes and restrictions in the celebration of the Trinitine Mass, I want to assure all the priests and faithful of our diocese, especially those who may feel disheartened or discouraged by today's developments, of my gratitude and support for your love for the Lord and the Church, your fidelity to the Gospel and the Magisterium, your deep desire for holiness and your rich spirituality. I love all of you as your shepherd and spiritual father. The nuances and implications of the Holy Father's motu proprio need some clarification, and I will seek to understand fully what the Holy See is decreeing before making any definitive decisions. Although I do not celebrate the Trinitine Mass myself, I have great esteem for its form and its antiquity. Knowing that many Catholics in our diocese draw tremendous graces and blessings by participating in it. This appreciation will certainly guide me in any decisions needed to be made. While I work towards faithfully implementing the motu proprio in a way that best serves the needs of the faithful, of parishes, and of the diocese as a whole, there are a few points of the new norms that require more immediate attention with the requirements implemented by Pope Francis in mind. priests of the diocese and other priests ministering stably in the diocese who wish to celebrate according to the 1962 Roman Missal can presume my authorization to do so for now, in fidelity to all relevant liturgical and disciplinary norms. But they should anticipate in the near future that I will ask them to contact me to request continued authorization. Until further provision is made regarding the designation of times and places for the public celebration of Mass in the extraordinary form, Masses can continue to be celebrated at the times and places in which they have regularly been celebrated throughout the diocese, including in parish churches. At these celebrations, the readings are to be proclaimed in the vernacular using the translations of the Sacred Scripture approved for liturgical use by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. May all of us, whether we worship at the Novus Ordo Mass or the Tridentine Mass, find our unity in the Eucharist, the living bread of God who died and rose from the dead so that we could be saved and live forever with the Lord. Gratefully in Christ, Donald J. Hying, Bishop of Madison. So I just encourage all of us to pray for Bishop Hying in particular, certainly for Pope Francis, to give our full support to him. He obviously has a very difficult job ahead of him. He certainly, in his letter, has manifested his great love and concern for all of us. And so I think it's important that we place our trust in him and that we continue to pray for him. It's easy for us to I think, get pulled into the kind of the movement of thoughts, feelings, desires that are probably percolating all around us. So I would say, let us keep our attention closely fixed on Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. Keep your eyes fixed as you would on a lamp shining in a dark place until the first streaks of dawn appear and the morning star rises in your hearts. We must have hope in the face of such difficult news. We have put our hope in Him who will never cease to continue to deliver us. And so we must guard against the passions of the flesh, because the devil is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And so we can easily give in to despair, anger, negative speech, distrust, divisiveness, all these things. But we, as Catholics, rooted in Christ, present in the Most Holy Eucharist, the Lord will give us the grace to walk through this time of difficulty, of confusion. He wants to give us grace for this moment, and He desires for us to remain faithful. And not only faithful, but obedient. We don't know what this looks like. Bishop Hying hasn't made any declarations one way or the other. And so today, I just encourage all of us to continue to pray for him and to be on guard against whatever temptations might be coming. I don't know what's going on in your hearts. I know what's going on in mine. And anger and despair is one of those things that is desiring to take over. But we must fight against all temptations. And we need to respond in fidelity to Christ, but also to our shepherd who leads and guides us. And ultimately, we all desire unity. Christ desires unity. And so my hope is that our response will help us to stay united, both with our shepherd and with Christ. So we must stay united and suffer this together and keep our attention fixed on the Lord. And then lastly, the Eucharist means thanksgiving. It's not so easy to give thanks in times of difficulty. But Christ supersedes all the struggles and difficulties of this world. And so at the very beginning, as we begin every Mass, let us go up to the altar of God. Let us go rejoicing because of what the Lord has done for us and what He continues to do for us. And so let us keep our eyes fixed on Him. Let us continue to fight against the various temptations that the evil one desires to place in our minds and our hearts to divide us. And let us wait in patience upon the decisions that have to be made by Bishop Hying in union with Pope Francis. And let us pray that he might be guided by the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the courage, and the counsel of the Holy Spirit.